Algernon, thanks for joining us this week for the Monday Business Watch. So this week we're starting things off talking about scooters. Obviously, NMSU has scooters available for students and people on campus to travel around campus, and that has got quite the response. But we're also seeing communities use scooters as well in their municipalities.
Absolutely. This is a business model that's exploded over the last couple of years, and particularly university campuses and cities or parts of cities have embraced scooters. These are foot scooters with battery-operated motors. They can go pretty fast. They can go 20 miles an hour sometimes.
Well, I know you found that out, unfortunately.
As I did,
and I'm glad you are good and everything and healed up. But, I mean, this model, I mean, it's almost like folks are looking at a different way to get around town, to get out of the car, to hop on a scooter or a bike that they can rent to get around their community.
Right, and it's a great solution for college campuses. NMSU in particular is a very elongated campus at its main Las Cruces campus, and so if you're down by the horseshoe and you need to get up to the educational services building, a scooter will get you there in a couple of minutes, and it's a very good way to get around that doesn't involve getting into a car and driving it around. And it doesn't involve motorized skateboards or things like that.
But it's also something that technology has played a role in as well in order to use these scooters.
So to use these scooters, you need a mobile app, and you have to put in your payment information. And what that allows you to do is it allows you to find a scooter that's in the area through GPS. It allows you to report problems with scooters. It allows you to report things like, hey, somebody parked this scooter in an area that it's not allowed to be in, and so the technology can find who that user was and address things. So there are some advantages to the mobile app approach.
So how successful has it really been on the NMSU campus here?
Well, it's very popular. I'm working on a report right now about the response to the scooters and the kind of legal and policy tangles that they fall into. But as I was perusing all of the emails that I got from my request, they're very popular with students. They're fun to operate. They're a good way to get around. There are some problems, of course, too, when people use them recklessly. There have been a few accidents.
Yeah.
There is some risk. But overall, very popular, and the administration is planning for a future with scooters on campus.
Okay, so what about the community of Las Cruces, the city of Las Cruces? Is this something that perhaps they may be looking into in expanding, or perhaps presenting an opportunity for businesses to expand on this?
The city's definitely paying attention to see if this might be an option for at least parts of Las Cruces. Again, this is a way to get around, but there are also some legal tangles here. Under New Mexico state law, these scooters are considered motor vehicles. Now, there was an effort in the last legislative session to change the law so that these scooters were treated more like bicycles, and that died after it passed committee. So as of now, these are motor vehicles that are not allowed on sidewalks. The problem, of course, is that at NMSU, they're on sidewalks most of the time. And indeed, you could make the argument that it's safer for them to be on sidewalks rather than in the street with other vehicles. So in order to really expand this service into other parts of the city, that law is going to have to be addressed.
So do we have any local lawmakers who are interested in taking up a bill like this, or any lawmakers across the state interested in this?
I don't know if it's going to come back in a subsequent session. Las Cruces State Representative Nathan Small sponsored HB 282 during the 2019 session to change the law. It just didn't make it to the floor. It was a very crowded session.
Okay, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. I mean, we've seen other cities also expand to bike rental programs as well in their communities.
So bike rental programs actually seemed to that preceded the scooters, and I don't know the ins and outs of why, but bicycles seemed to recede as the scooters became more popular. I don't know if that's just because the unit cost is a little bit more manageable, they're easier to repair, they're smaller things, they're easier to store. These are just guesses that I'm making, but bicycles seem to have given way to scooters.
Well, I guess obviously it's a little bit more physical too to ride a bike than just hop on a scooter, I guess.
Yeah, you know, accidents happen, and all I can say is try to fall well if you fall.
All right, Algernon, thanks for that update. We want to move on. We just have about 30 seconds left to address. You worked on a story regarding a new pain management center in town. What can you tell us?
My Monday business profile is a new pain center. It's called the Hygieia Pain Institute. It's on East Loman next to Quest Diagnostics over on the side near Roadrunner. And they're offering a variety of approaches to pain management that incorporate everything from fluoroscopy-guided injections to yoga and meditation as a way to offer alternatives to pill-oriented approaches to pain.
Interesting. Algernon, thank you so much for updating this week on the Monday Business Watch.
Ciao.